Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Monday, November 24th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today, we're going to get into what the head of Instagram shared on his recent Ask Me Anything. But before we dive into that, I want to talk briefly about the listener survey that many of you have been nice enough to fill out. First, if you were one of the first 10 people, I sent the Amazon gift cards in the amount of $20. So if you were one of the first 10, check your email inbox. You will have gotten that already. Second, thank you for filling that out. There is a wealth of information for me to dig through here. And maybe each episode or two, I'll highlight some of the things that I have learned as a result of this listener feedback survey. And one of the key ones that I want to talk about is the video version of this show that I've wanted to do, but recognize will take so much of my time and energy. And by and large, most of you are actually not interested in that. Many of you prefer this audio-only content. Some listeners did say that they might watch a short video here or there, but probably not for the most part, which makes me think that I need to reconsider what exactly my goals are, and maybe audio is good enough in 2025. All right, let's move on. We're going to get into the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, but one big announcement that came from the Instagram team last week is that you can now post longer reels up to 20 minutes long. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why would you post a 20-minute reel? Well, first, here's the clip from the Instagram team. It's only just a few seconds. It's part of a carousel with a bunch of updates to the Instagram camera, which I will link to in the show notes. The biggest one is the 20-minute reels. Here's the tiny clip, and then I'll play the head of Instagram talking about this longer reel.
Creative freedom expanded. Reels just got 20 minutes long.
Okay, I'm going to stop the clip there because the rest of it is a video demonstrating how you can make a reel that is 1,200 seconds long. Someone posed the question to Adam Mosseri on his Ask Me Anything, you can post 20-minute reels now? And the answer is yes, but it might not be as great as you might think. Here's Adam's answer.
We're still very focused on short-form video, and so reels can only be 3 minutes long. But if you go through the post flow, you can actually get a video that is longer. But generally speaking, if you want to be eligible for recommendations, if you want to do better in ranking, we recommend 3 minutes and less.
All right, so the takeaway is just because you can make a longer reel doesn't mean that you necessarily should, and Instagram isn't going to recommend it if it's over 3 minutes long. Having said that, if you're telling a really long story and you want to use up all that time, have at it. You absolutely have the freedom in order to do that. To check out that entire post, use the link in the show notes to get there directly. All right, we are going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. But when we come back, the head of Instagram is going to answer questions like, does commenting on my own post help with reach? And do carousels do better than reels? And what's the purpose of trial reels, and do you recommend them? All of that and more, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with all the reach-related questions. The first one, does commenting on my own post help with reach? No, it most certainly does not.
No, commenting on your posts does not help you get more reach, but I do recommend that you reply to other people who comment on your posts, because they often love it. They get a real big kick out of it, and they're more likely to engage with your stuff in the future, which then might help you. That might end up helping you with your reach.
All right, let's go on to the next question. Do carousels do better than reels? The answer to that is it depends. People do like both, but people do spend a lot of time watching reels. Here's Adam's answer.
It depends on your audience. Some people find more luck with reels. Other people will find more luck with carousels. Sometimes carousels can help you tell a story in a more engaging way, but sometimes video is just a better format. So I would experiment and see what works for you and your audience.
Okay, moving on to the next question. Does the time you post make a difference? Well, the answer to that is yes, but not really that much. However, you do want to post when your audience is online or when they will soon be online. It doesn't make sense to post in the middle of the night if your followers are not online at that time. Here's Adam's answer to the question about whether or not the time you post makes a difference.
It can, but mostly it's on the margin. It won't make that big a difference. If you want to really try and optimize, go to your insights and you can actually see what time your followers use Instagram. And it's good to post right before you start to see a peak or a growing number of followers online. That way your post is eligible as soon as they show up. But really, this is on the edges. I would encourage most people just not to worry about it.
I would say if you're up in the middle of the night and you want to make a post, but your followers aren't online at that time, just schedule the post for a few hours from now. That's all you have to do. Schedule the post and then it will be live on Instagram at the time you've selected. Okay, let's move on to the next reach-related question. What is the purpose of trial reels and do you recommend to help grow reach? The purpose of trial reels is to have content shown to people who don't follow you and see how it performs. And then you can use that data to adjust your content accordingly. Here's Adam's answer to the question.
Trial reels are not for everybody. I personally don't actually use them, but they are useful, particularly if you're interested in experimenting and you don't want to bother your followers with every idea you want to try. So for some people, it just depressurizes the experience. They can post reels and their followers won't see them and it won't show up on their profile unless they decide to upgrade that reel later. And then if something is doing really well or they feel really good about it, they can always upgrade it and it'll go to their followers and it'll be on their profile. But otherwise, no harm, no foul. A way to make things a little bit less pressurized for people who want to just try things out.
Okay, let's move on to the next reach question, which is an interesting layered question. It's about captions. There are a couple of different ways that you can make captions, but you might choose to manually add them to a video using a tool like TikTok or Instagram's edits tool or something else. The question, are AI-generated captions prioritized over original captions on Reels? This really doesn't make much of a difference as long as there's captions on the video. It doesn't matter where they came from. Adam explains this, but he also puts in the importance of including captions because of the number of people who scroll through Instagram with the sound off and might not see that it's a video with sound.
I'm not sure exactly what this means, but if you're asking if adding captions to your post with AI means you're going to get more distribution than if you just manually add the captions yourself, no. But generally speaking, I do recommend adding captions because it'll help people read the video or know what that there's actually some audio there. Because half the time people are scrolling feed, they have the sound off. Now, once they click on a video, you know, whatever it is, 90-ish percent of the time, sound is on. But in feed specifically, captions are super, super important.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some changes to the Edits app and how to get your chronological feed back, along with customizing your Instagram algorithm. Stick around. Welcome back. We're continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and let's quickly talk about the chronological feed. Back in the day, we used to have a chronological feed, and then Instagram switched to an algorithmic generated feed, and things changed drastically, but we kind of got used to it over time. However, if you want your chronological feed back, it's still an option. You can do that. Adam's going to say one way to get it back, and then I'm going to add in another layer by way of suggestion.
If you want to get to a chronological feed, sorry, a little sleepy today, that has no recommendations, so no content from accounts you do not follow, you can tap on the Instagram logo at the top of the app, and there's a following feed right there, which is just accounts you follow and in chronological order.
Okay, that's the best way. Alternatively, another idea is when you see a recommended post in your feed from an account you don't follow, click on the three dots in the top corner, and if you go into the options, you can turn off recommended posts. You might choose that you don't want to see recommended posts, and I certainly do not, so I can relate. However, you have to re-enable this setting to not see recommended posts every 30 days, which is a bit frustrating, but better than nothing. If you don't want to see content from accounts you don't follow in your feed, that is another way to do it. Of course, you can choose the chronological feed the way Adam just mentioned. The next question has to do with the algorithmic customization options that Instagram has been talking about lately, but haven't really rolled out widely. At least I don't have them yet. The question, when will we be able to customize our algorithm?
So we're working on this. We're starting with Reels, and we'll hopefully expand to Explore and even to main feed over time. Don't have a launch date yet, but hoping that it's quite soon. I just think you should be able to see your algorithm, or at least a high-level overview of what we think you're interested in, and then make adjustments. Because it's in even our interest at Instagram to make sure that you are having an experience that you love and enjoy. So we're working on it. More to come soon.
It's a good reminder of why it's a bit frustrating sometimes when Instagram announces new features that don't actually roll out widely for quite a while. You're waiting for it because you want to use it, and it's just not available. And you almost think to yourself, hey, why don't you wait to tell everyone until we all have access? That's one thing. The next question has to do with the Edits app and a feature that I actually am not very familiar with. If you create content inside the Edits app, it summarizes all the comments that people have left on that piece of content that you made, so you can get a sense quickly of what your followers or commenters think about that piece of content from a high level. The question, can you bring comment summary to Instagram from Edits? This is a good idea. Here's Adam's answer.
That's actually a good idea. If you haven't checked out Edits in your content creator, I encourage you to try it out. It's not just for editing videos, but also for keeping track of your ideas, finding inspiration, and seeing how your videos do. But one of the cool features is that if you go to the insights section, you can see a summary of all the comments, which helps you get a sense, if you have a lot of followers, about what's being said without having to go through every single comment yourself.
All right. And the last question we're going to talk about today has to do with the legal victory that Meta gained last week against the FTC after a federal judge ruled that it did not monopolize the social media market. To be fair, the social media landscape is quite competitive and diverse. I talk a lot on this show about Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, which are all major competitors of each other. Someone asked Adam Mosseri what he thinks about this ruling, and here's his answer.
I feel good about it. The idea that Instagram doesn't compete with other apps like TikTok and YouTube is just not based in reality. And so it was good to see that the judge understood that social media has changed a lot and competition is fierce.
Okay, that is going to do it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. If you have not had a chance to provide your feedback in the listener survey and you still want to do that, you can get to the listener feedback survey from the link in my bio on Instagram, or you can get there directly from the link in the show notes. As always, thank you for listening and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things that I'm positive you should be aware of.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted the scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.